Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And in this week's episode, as you, again, can probably tell by the title, we're going to be talking a little bit about navigating adulthood and also just... Sorry, the dog is moving my mic around. We're going to be talking about navigating adulthood and also just dealing with the different societal pressures that I think we all feel in one way or another.
You want me to start?
Well, let's talk about our little life updates. Okay. Let's give an update on how our routine implementation has been going, because we said we would update y'all after talking about it on last week's episode. How do you feel?
So, it's hard to implement a routine, I think. But you have to, I don't know, for me, it's been better to do little things, like add little things at a time and not just set it all out at the beginning, and then if I don't do it perfectly, I feel like I fall away from it really fast. So I've just been trying to, when I wake up, do the same like 2-3 things every morning. And so for this last week, I feel like it's really it's been good. I feel like I have gotten like at least some kind of set things that I do. And a big part of that has been getting the house kind of somewhat orderly before we start the day, so we're not feeling stressed out, or whenever we get back from our errands, we're not coming home to this huge mess. So I think just adding those little things and not making it too complicated and setting myself up for failure has been kind of how I'm approaching it.
Yeah, you've been doing good. For me personally, I have not been doing as good. I really need to get back into my journaling. And I just haven't. I feel like I'm not on a consistent sleep schedule ever since the time change, which I feel like it's been too long ago now to be using that as an excuse. But it's just been hard to wake up at my normal time, like ever since then.
Yeah, I think I'm still adjusting like physically to living here and like the amount of walking we do. Because this last week we had several days where we were walking like at least 8 miles a day.
Yeah, which that's one thing we have been doing good on is our daily walks as our one little thing to implement in our routine that we said last week. We've been killing it with that.
Yeah, and it's, your body feels it though. Like my legs are so stiff every morning, but as soon as I get out and I take the dogs out, I loosen up a little bit and I'm not sore anymore. But yeah, no, that's been harder for me. But I do feel like I'm losing weight and getting in better shape. My heart rate's not like super elevated the whole time we're out running around, so I think that's good.
Yeah, I feel like I've been gaining muscle at the very least, and that can't hurt.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, not much else has been going on. I don't remember if we talked about the pop-ups that we went to last week. I know we said we were going to go to them, but did we give an update on how they went?
No.
Okay, so we went to the Jerf Avenue pop-up, and let me just say, I feel that there was some false advertising with that one, because we were promised, like, a free bagel and free candy and all of this stuff if we were the first 100 people in line or whatever, and none of that applies if you do not make a purchase, so that was a little disappointing.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, though. I mean, the line was really long, but, they were pretty orderly, I guess, for what they had. But the little, like, when you got inside, it was very chaotic. And it was very expensive, the products that were in there.
Yeah, super chaotic and expensive. But we did go to that. It was a cool experience. We have a few more pop-ups scheduled for tomorrow. And this morning, we happened to go to this bagel shop, and we were, like, the last people in line to get free bagels, which I didn't even know we were going to get free bagels, so that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, and they were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they were really good. Leon's Bagels, or Leon's Bagels.
Yep, and we've been, like, diehard Tompkins Square Bagels fans, so now we have another place we can go to.
Yeah, it was really good. But yeah, we've just been doing a lot of that. We're trying to treat the podcast like as our job. So we've been focusing on just kind of like I made some more stickers, which again, for the millionth time, if y'all want a sticker, please send us a DM on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire, and we will send you some stickers. We have some new ones coming in the mail at some point this week, and they're kind of fun. So let me know.
And we had the test shirt for the podcast, and it was pretty cool looking.
Yeah, we just, like, you know, made a random shirt just to see how it would look. And it was kind of cool. Like, I would wear it around town.
Yeah, I really liked it. We just, it was the quality of the shirt itself that we would improve, because it was super thin and not really our kind of favorite shirts.
Yeah, no. But it was cool to, you know, see our logo on a shirt and see what potential is there. So we're just trying to brainstorm and do what we can to grow this podcast and make it the best it can be. And hopefully we're improving a little bit each week. If y'all are watching on YouTube, maybe this will be in 4K this week, maybe not. There was a huge editing debacle last week, and it would not upload in 4K. And I could not, like, basically we had to edit it twice, and I just couldn't do it again to try to make it, like, actually be in 4K as it was supposed to be. So, if you're watching on YouTube, I don't know. It'll be in, like, really low quality or maybe really high quality. It's just a 50-50 chance.
We are hoping that the audio is recording directly to our camera now, so that should help with our editing. So, the audio should line up with the video a lot better now.
Yeah, we're figuring all this out. Y'all are just, you know, here from the beginning with us. So, we appreciate your patience as we try to work out all the little kinks, and yeah, I think that's really all the updates and news we have.
I will say, I was thinking about this, so we want to put out clips just for people to see parts of the podcast, and if you're listening and there's a part of a podcast that you really like, let us know, and we can maybe make a clip out of it and put it out there, so you can have some input on this as well.
Yeah.
It's random, but I just thought about that.
Yeah, do our marketing for us.
Yeah, plus whatever people like, you know?
Yeah.
Get people's input.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Any input y'all have, you can always message us, and we will take it seriously. So, okay. We ready to get into the,
yeah, let's get into
the
it.
Main portion? All right. So, we have talked kind of a lot about this topic before, but we just wanted to go into some more detail today just about, you know, dealing with the pressure of society and just being an adult, like, in today's world and the difficulties that come along with that. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of expand on the thoughts that, you know, we've already talked about in some of our previous episodes.
Yeah, and especially as young adults, because we are younger, because I think it's a little different nowadays, and there's not, it still seems like everybody's a little unsure of how to navigate, like, our world when it's full of social media, you know, inputs and internet inputs and all this information all the time. So I think that's a big part of it as well. But just our perspective as young adults.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the whole point, is, like, everyone is unsure, including us and people. Yeah. Like, there is no person, at least that I know, that's, like, super 100% sure of everything in the world. Like, that's,
yeah, and that's a big reason we want to do this podcast, is because we want to make these conversations more just put them more out there, so other people in some kind of group or whatever in our social medias, we can talk about it. So
yeah,
we can talk about negativity first.
Yeah,
all right, I'll go. So basically, we've realized, like, you always are going to face negativity whenever you make a decision or, you know, go down any path that you choose to go down. Like, whenever we got married, because we were very young, you know, we were faced with some people that were not very positive about it. They were, you know, saying like, you're too young to do that and get into that kind of commitment and stuff like that. And also just any situation you're even moving here, we had a lot of people say, you know, what are you doing going there? And cause we're from Texas, so that's a huge difference from there. And so those, you know, people from there are saying, what is wrong with you guys? And so you face all kinds of negativity. But there's always going to be people who are going to like basically broadcast their resentments or their experiences of certain situations onto you when you make a decision. And, you have to really be kind of just set and own your decisions because I wrote this thing down. So when I was in philosophy class in college, this guy, my professor was, talking about this one belief or whatever system of belief. And it was basically like, say there's like a group of people in a blizzard, right? So each person is going to see probably a different way in that blizzard to get out and find safety. And I think all situations in life are like that. So we're all going to see something different that we think is the best move to move forward. And that's what I mean by you have to own your decision, because what looks best as a decision to you is not going to look like the best decision to someone else, but you're not them and they're not you. So you just got to own it and move forward and do your thing. And I think that's where you were kind of talking about confidence earlier. Like, you got to have confidence in your decision because you're the one making it. You're the one who, if you believe it, can make it work. So,
yeah. And I think you just have to be careful who you take advice from, because obviously it's important. Like, if people have genuine concerns for you or they care about you and they have, you know, thoughts about the situation, I think it is important to listen to them, but you just have to use caution and not take, like, basically not let your own decision be swayed one way or another solely by the opinion of someone else.
Yeah, and I think when you're being really careful about who you take advice from, you have to kind of set up some, like, qualifiers for that person. And, you know, like, do you respect them? Are they living a life that you would want to live? And do you, in whatever they're doing, does it seem successful to you? And stuff kind of like that. That's kind of some stuff that I think about whenever I'm weighing if I should take someone's advice or not. But it's not, you can't just take everyone's advice, because a lot of people just give it to you without even, you know, having any experience or really even know what they're talking about. So,
yeah, and don't take advice from people that you don't want to be like.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that you don't want to be like will give you advice. So, but yeah, I don't know. I really stand by the the analogy of, like, people in a blizzard. Like, you are going to see an opening in that blizzard that someone else does not see. And if you're going to take it, you know, take it. That's, you have to have the confidence to just take it and know that even if other people don't think it's the best move, that you can make it work if you just stick to it, usually. Which sometimes we fail, so, like, but that's with anything, you know? You just have to be willing to take the option that you see.
Yeah.
So, you want to move on? Do you have anything else?
I don't know. I think a lot of the negativity that we got, like, specifically about moving here, was saying that it was a poor financial decision. And as we talked about, I think it was in last week's episode, like, this was more of an investment in ourselves and, like, figuring out what we really want to do in life. So someone else's, you know, poor financial decision in their eyes might be a great financial decision, like, in your eyes. It just, yeah, it just all comes down to perspective. So I just think it's important to realize that everyone has their own perspectives and not take any type of criticism that you may get to heart.
Yeah, and I just thought about this. Like, growing up, I feel like movies and shows or stories you heard were about people taking their life savings or whatever they had, and they went and took a chance. And now you don't really hear that anymore. Like, people don't encourage that. It's just, you always have to make the perfect financial decision. And, like, I'm kind of over that, you know, in a way. Like, I'm not going, like, we can still be smart with money and whatever, but if you don't take a risk in life as far as the path you're on, like, it's just going to lead nowhere. So or if it does, it's going to lead somewhere, but it's pre-programmed if you follow it, you know, and there's still chance that it could all fail anyway. So it's like, just do what you know you want to do with your life.
Yeah, nothing is ever guaranteed. And I think if you don't want to, you know, empty your bank account and take a huge risk, like, that's okay too. But just make sure that it's what you are happy with at your core.
Yeah, I mean, because really, happiness comes and goes. You'll be happy sometimes, you'll be sad sometimes, or mad, or whatever. But being content, like, in what you're doing and the path you're on is, and having meaning, that is, I think, the most important overall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because even living here, like, am I happy when I see a rat on the street? No. But, like, I'm still overjoyed that we get to live here. Like, you just have to examine the situation as a whole, like, in whatever it may be. And, I don't know, just make sure you're doing what your heart is really telling you to.
Yeah, some things do not make logical sense up front because they're a risk. And, like, that's, I mean, that's what it is. Like, you're going outside of the logical answer that you should be doing to take a risk and go after something that's going to yield you something much more valuable than if you just stayed on the very safe path.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we've thought about this a lot, and I think we're extremely excited and happy with moving here and focusing on these things. And it did take a lot of overcoming of negativity, and not even necessarily from other people all the time. Like, sometimes, like, we will just have something bubble up where we're kind of like, oh, well, what about this? Like, what if this doesn't work out? And so you're going to have negativity coming from all over the place, but you just have to stay strong in your positivity and the mindset of following down your path and really going after it.
Yeah, and the negativity can be, like, so small, too. Like, I don't know, if you're considering changing jobs or if you're considering getting a dog, you know, like, people just want to throw their opinions on you and give you advice that you did not ask for, like, about every little thing in your life. So it's just important to not get bogged down by that and realize that nobody knows what they're doing. We're all just trying our best here. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what other people think.
Yeah, literally, like, people at a supermarket could be, like, giving you a negative reason not to buy one apple over the other. Like, it does not matter.
Yeah. Yeah, which I think is an obvious thing, but I don't know, sometimes it's hard not to get caught up in the negative opinions of others.
Yeah. And another part of this, like, changing and adding things to your life that are going to add positivity and eliminating the things that are, you know, giving you that negative mindset, you just have to start, like Claire's saying, like, with the little things and pay attention to them. You know, like, if, I don't know, just one of your thoughts about something you're doing make you feel negative or, like, discourage you from wanting to do something, really look at that and go, okay, how can I add something or eliminate this thing from my life that's taking me away from where I'm really wanting to be at? So it's just every little thing, you know, you just have to be very aware. And then I'm not a big journal person, but Claire and has pushed me towards that. And so I actually do enjoy journaling sometimes whenever I feel bogged down by negativity or just bad thoughts that are taking me away from what I want to do. So there's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah. And also examining, like, the people you have in your life, and the negativity that they may bring. Not to say just cut everyone out of your life that gives you an opinion that you don't like, but if you're around people that are constantly, like, just speaking negatively about what you're doing, or you feel like you always have to be in competition with them, or they always try to one-up you or whatever, like, maybe that's not someone that you really want in your life.
Yeah, and there's healthy competition. Like, competition is good, but yeah, if it's to the point where you just can't even create a friendship with somebody, or it's a bad competition in that, like, they're gonna try to do something, like, morally wrong to get ahead of you in the competition, I would say that those could be bad competition, like, kind of things.
I think it's just important to have friendships and relationships and just, you know, any kind of relationship with another human being.
Yeah, because, like, that's how you learn too.
Yeah, but where you build each other up and it's not tearing one another down. Just, but also, you know, it's important to have someone that'll, like, call you out when you're making a crazy decision. I don't know. It's just all about balance here. Like, that's really what it comes down to, is balancing the negative opinions, but also being able to trust yourself and your own decision-making skills to, you know that you're going to do what's right at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the only way to find balance in any of this is to do it all the time, and you're going to mess stuff up. You're going to find you're going in the wrong direction sometimes. We definitely do. But you'll get better at correcting and going, okay, I need to do this now instead of this. And then just keep going.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. That's all I have about negativity so far.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it enough. Like, there's really only so much we can say. And it's not like anything we're saying hasn't been said before. But I just think it's important to talk about. So, that's why we're talking about it. But the next thing that kind of goes along with that is, like, feeling behind in this day and age. Because with social media, especially, like, you see people getting married, having kids, buying houses, getting huge promotions, you know, moving, traveling to Europe every weekend, like, doing all these crazy things. And sometimes it's hard to feel...
So with social media and stuff, when you see other lives, other lifestyles and stuff, and people who are, you know, appear to be super successful in one thing or another. And the first thing I always remind myself is that social media, the person on the other side that you're seeing, they're controlling it. So everything that you see is stuff they want you to see, typically. And so all the bad stuff or the regular stuff that they would deal with in their life or as a human, you tend to not see it. And so they can seem, anyone who's in social media or someone you look up to on there can look like they're like almost perfect or like untouchable, like they're always successful and they never fail. And so that can be really daunting when you don't, you know, calculate that into your, what you're seeing when you're on social medias and you're looking at someone. So, like, in your everyday life, if you're comparing yourself to that constantly, when you're not seeing their failures and their days where they aren't feeling like doing anything or they can't think of the next thing to do or et cetera, of course you're going to feel bad, you know, because you're going to think like, oh, well, they can do this all the time and I can't even do one successful thing. And so if you compare yourself to that and you don't just start doing one little thing at a time and letting it build up over time, you're just going to feel stuck and behind. And so it's really important not to compare yourself to unreal things that aren't even, it's not even the complete picture that you're seeing. So don't take it 100%.
And even with social media, like, when I say social media, I don't even necessarily mean famous people. Like, it could be someone you went to middle school with or something, and you see them, you know, doing all these amazing things with their life. But, like, it's still social media. It's still all very curated. And
yeah, I can't remember if this is a movie or I saw it or heard it, but it's like everyone's their own PR person now, like, with social media. Like, you're just trying to increase or improve your like social perspective now, like, from what everyone sees you as. So, like, everyone's doing it, everyone. And yeah, I don't know if it'll change soon. Hopefully having more conversations like this will, but
I think people are getting sick of social media and they just want people to be more relatable because they're tired of this unattainable image and, like, thing that to live up to.
Well, it's exhausting too, to constantly, and like younger kids that are coming up that are now have iPhones at the age of like 5 years old, like, they are on all this stuff and, like, they see it too. And so now from a really young age, like, people are really comparing themselves all the time, and it's not, most of it's not real. And so, yeah, it's exhausting. And I just, there needs to be more realness. Like, everything seems so curated and, like, scripted. And it just, if you get caught up in that world too much, it is really damaging to your outlook on life and yourself.
I feel like I felt behind in life a lot because, you know, I have friends or, like, just people in my life or people on the internet, like, having kids that are around our age. And as we've talked about before, and like very, like, you know, our first run of this podcast, that's something that we wanted and was not happening for us. And so I think it's easy, especially with things like that, to just feel behind. Like when you see all these other people having something that you want, but you can't attain, like it can become difficult.
You can feel like a failure when you don't get what others have. And it's because you're not really realizing that like your path is not going to be the same as everyone else's. And we're all going to have our own roadblocks that are going to keep us from things that maybe we did want. And, you know, maybe we'll get them later, but for the moment, you're not supposed to have them and you have to move forward in some other way. And so it is really hard to do that though, when you're constantly reminded of or by other people, or, and not even them doing it, you know, putting it in your face. It's just, you see it all the time. And so like, it can really wear on you and making you feel like you're not good enough, or like you're just not there yet.
Yeah. And everyone has their own, you know, thing that makes them feel behind. But for me, like that was a huge one. But yeah, I mean, like we got married young, so I know a lot of people out there are like our age and single. So not everyone, but like a lot of people do feel behind in that way. Like, you know, when am I going to find my life partner or whatever? So I think everybody has one thing or many things that they feel behind in. But like, I don't know, we're just all on different paths. And like, we may be ahead in the life partner department, but like we're behind in the creating a family department. And also, for me personally, like a career, like I've never had a true career, especially one that I'm, you know, passionate about. So like, that's something that I've always felt very behind in. So everybody has their things, you know, like you could look at us and be like, wow, that's amazing, they moved to New York City. But okay, we moved to New York. Like, there's still a lot of things that we are technically behind in life.
There's always something behind the scenes that, whether it's in person or on the internet or whatever, like you're not going to see with somebody. And you, like, you're going to feel that in your own life. And when you see other people not, you think other people don't have those experiences, but they do. But it makes you question if you're like even sane sometimes when you're not seeing other people going through that. But yeah, no, it's, you have your own path, and it's your path to walk through and have an adventure and overcome and figure it out. You know, like that's yours and no one can take it from you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now I guess we can talk about some of the things, like the more navigating adulthood part of this episode. I don't even honestly, like, we don't have too much to say about that, but a couple of the things that I think are important that have helped us. And one thing specifically that I definitely did not get much practice with, like growing up, or really until I met you, was having a budget. So let's just do a big switcheroo and talk about that real quick.
Okay, so I wrote down just like a couple notes, but, and there's so many finance video people or podcasts, whatever, that you can go look at to really get into it. But simple budget, as I've always done it, is just literally your monthly income, or if you don't have income, your savings, whatever money you do have, minus your monthly expenses. So if you keep it that simple, you can just write it all out on a piece of paper. We do that every once in a while when we feel like we're not following our budget as good anymore. We kind of go, okay, we need to rework this because your life changes, you know, stuff like that. But
I just think having a solid budget of some sort, or just like general idea of what you're spending every month, and not just, you know, throwing money aimlessly at the wind. Yeah. Can be helpful and help you feel a lot more like sane minded, I guess.
Well, and for me personally, I am more visual when it comes to things like learning things or keeping track of things. And so I, with money, have always just needed to see like what we're spending every month, or we have to get every month, and then what we're making. So I can go, okay, every time we buy something, we're not, you know, one step closer to being homeless. It's like, okay, we have money for this and we'll be fine and we can still put money in savings or whatever. So I don't know, just for me and maybe for you, it'll work just writing it out on a piece of paper or on a board and putting it where you and your spouse or you yourself can see it every day, and know that, you know, everything's going well and you can keep track of things. That's, I think, a good start, just to start a simple budget and not be aimlessly spending money and, you know, in your head kind of keeping track and then getting out of hand when you, you know, splurge on something and then you can't make a bill or something like that, you know? So,
yeah. And I think I wanted to talk about the budget part, like as it pertains to this episode, just because, you know, money is obviously a huge thing that people feel like they need, may not be able to attain, or they want the things that money can buy, but they are not attainable. So I think just, like, the most important thing is feeling financially secure. So as long as you do that, like, it doesn't matter how much or how little you have, as long as you...
As long as you know you can make your bills and, like, you're going to be... You can put a little money back, or at least you're going to be safe, you know, and you're not worried about, like, if you can do something or not. Like, I think that's important. Like, I wrote down a couple notes. like, whenever you are doing your budget... overestimate bills that are like that vary, like your utilities or something like that. So like if you think your water bill or your electric bill is like roughly about $100 a month, like, but it varies depending on if it's summer or winter, like say it's 150 or 120 or something like that, like go over, because then you're building in those different things so that you're not underestimating and then you can get in trouble because, you know, you didn't adjust for it. And then also, you can, or you don't have to do this, but we personally, I think, have found this a good practice, but set up some kind of safety net where you have, you know, most people will say like at least 1 month to 3 months, or some people 3 to 6 months, but however, whatever you're comfortable with as far as a safety net, but like having money in a account that is set to the side that, you know, if you lost your job or you decided to go do something else or whatever, and you weren't making money, that you are safe for at least that set amount of time. And that way, you know, that worst case, if you hit zero in your bank account or something, you have that to fall back on and figure out what to do next. So I think that's a good way to eliminate some of the anxieties that happen in everyday life with just finances in general, like making money and worrying about that all the time.
Okay. All right. We are back. The camera battery died and I do not have a backup, so we are going to continue on the rest of this episode audio only. Told y'all there'd be a 50-50 chance of the YouTube video being good, and right now we're leaning towards bad. So we were talking though about having a safety net and a budget, and I was just about to say that I feel like we're also feeding into the comparison aspect though, because for a lot of people, it's not attainable, especially right now, to have a safety net of 3 months worth of, you know, living expenses or whatever. But I think just knowing, like having a very basic understanding of finances and making a budget can just help you in general to, I don't know, you're ahead of a lot of people, like if you know how to do that. So I think it's important for that reason alone.
Yeah, if you can't have a safety net, then just be as on top of your every month budget as you can. And I've found that even if you think you can't save up money, if you're on top of your budget and you build in some sort of savings and you're not splurging and going off, you know, outside of your budget, you'll be surprised where you'll find dollars you can add to a savings account. So it just depends. But yeah, like I said, you don't have to do the safety net. We have just found that it works best for us to feel, I guess, a little more safe financially and just not be so overwhelmed by worrying about making the same amount every month or something like that. You can, you know, if something goes wrong 1 month or things change, you're not going to immediately have to just scramble and make a bunch of crazy life decisions to get back on top of things.
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot. What else do we have for the...
Oh, another note. I just said eliminate extra spending if necessary. So when you're getting into your simple budget and getting on top of that, just a really big thing is looking at what you're spending money on every month, because that might be, it could just be that you spend money on your, all your bills that you have to pay and that's it. But some people eat out, you know, for dinner or lunch or whatever, a little too much, or they buy certain products that they shouldn't be buying. Or you have a bunch of subscriptions, stuff like that. And you have to just really ask yourself what is completely necessary in life. And sometimes we can't have all the luxuries that we would like. So sometimes you have to really strip things down and just live simply for a little bit. And if you do that long enough, though, and you save up or you figure out what to do with your budget, you can, you know, improve your life a little bit and add some luxuries that you wouldn't normally get. But if you're talking about finances and you want to have some security in that, I think that's the best route to go.
Also, I think it comes down to figuring out what's important to you, because I don't know, maybe your daily coffee or whatever is the most important thing in your life, and that's fine. I can relate.
Yeah, that's completely fine. Because I personally, I was, before I married Claire, I was very frugal. I did not really splurge on anything. I didn't buy anything extra. And so I just lived with the necessities, and I would put away any money I could. But Claire was not like that at all. So we had to, you know, kind of find a balance of that. But it just depends on who you are, how you think about money, or how you think about life and what you want to do. So yeah, it really depends.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what else to say about that, really. The budget part is not really my favorite thing. I don't know. I think it's something to keep in mind.
I think it's just a simple place to start if you really don't know what to do. Because just seeing it and writing it out and making it where it's more of like a math equation where you know, like, oh, I can cover things if I do this and don't buy these things. I think that's just a good way to start, to have some control over your finances and not be freaking out every month wondering if you can afford food or your bill or anything like that. So,
yeah, and ultimately money is a tool. So, you know, if you want to make these big decisions we're talking about, and I don't know, just do what you want to do in life without having to worry about other people's opinions, like, having some extra money can definitely help you do that. So I think it,
yeah, ultimately from the bottom up, like, really being on top of things and getting to a place where you're able to save money or have a safety net, or just excess money to do stuff with, it's, that's the whole purpose of being on top of it, is working towards a financial decision or purchase or whatever you want to make, but having the ability to do it. Because it's getting to these places is just about one little step at a time. It's not going to always happen where you just come into a lot of money and you can just do it. You know, a lot of people have to just one little step at a time get there.
Yeah. And also, if you have the money to be self-sufficient, then you really don't have to worry about anyone else, because you don't have to count on anyone else. And the external advice you get matters even less. So
yeah, I mean, working towards self-independence and not having to rely on others, that is a huge part, is being on top of your stuff and taking care of yourself financially, especially if you're younger adults, like getting away from your parents or something like that. It's all part of it. So yeah,
again though, don't compare yourself to people who have more money than you. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. If you have a roof over your head and food to eat.
Yeah, because like we bought the house in Granbury, and we, after a while, because of how expensive it is to own a house, I personally was just starting looking at like our friends' apartments, and I'm like, I kind of miss like having an apartment and not having to have huge bills or take care of every little problem around there. And I started to miss it. And so it doesn't really matter what it looks like, as long as it's yours and you're taking care of it and you're on top of things. I think that'll give you more meaning than buying a bunch of stuff and being in debt and you don't even know what you're going to do with your life, you know?
Yeah. The last thing I kind of want to talk about is just finding what your true passion is. I feel like this could be a whole episode in itself, but I do think it goes along with dealing with the pressure of society, so I just wanted to touch on it a little bit. But your passion may not look the same as someone else's, and that's fine. Like, if you don't want to be a doctor because you're not passionate about surgeries and all of that, like, that's totally okay. And for both of us, I think moving here, as we stated, like, a huge goal was to figure out what our passion actually is. And I just feel, like, reinvigorated with my passion, which is photography and taking pictures. And I just think, like, just doing something you're really passionate about, whether it makes you money or not, because taking pictures makes me zero money. It actually costs money to, like, have film developed and buy a camera. But it still is very fulfilling. So I just think doing something, whether it's for a job or a hobby or whatever, that really fulfills you is super important. And yeah, I think everyone needs something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I still struggle with what my passion is, but I'm starting to kind of think that it's just creating things and just doing stuff that I see as interesting and either talking about it. Hopefully this podcast will be a good outlet for that, or maybe creating a brand one day, like a company or something like that, a product. I don't know. I just want to really, like, slow down and enjoy things more and not be a part of the rat race of making more money every second of the day. And yeah, I think, like, all the stuff we've talked about before in this podcast, like, you know, getting your mindset right, avoiding negativity, finances, they're all just building blocks to getting to what is most important in your life. And if you master, or just, you know, are constantly trying to get better at your basics, your building blocks in life, that will best set you up to find what you're really passionate about and what you want to do with your life. And even if the vision's not clear as to what you want to do and what your passion is right away, it will appear to you at some point in your life. And you just have to keep going. You just have to keep doing one little thing at a time to get better. And you can make it simple. It doesn't have to be extremely complicated. And your passion level, like Claire said, like, it's going to vary and it's not going to be the same as everyone else's. Cause I've struggled with that a lot, where I don't feel this strong drive and passion for things like I think other people have. And it's just adjusting your perspective and what you think other people are having that you don't have at that moment. You think they're, you know, experiencing a totally different life.
Yeah, and I'm convinced personally that no one has 100% motivation and 100% drive to do all these crazy things 100% of the time. Like, that's just not real. So anyone who makes you think that is lying.
I think it's 100% discipline. Like, you just have to stick to what you're doing and keep doing it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, motivation is fleeting.
It's an emotion. Yeah, it's an emotion. It comes and goes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but just to recap, other people's opinions don't matter. Cut the negativity out of your life. Like we were talking about last week, like, do a big social media or digital cleanse in a different way than spring cleaning, but just, like, of negative energies. Like, just get it all out because you don't need that. And find something that you're truly passionate about, because you will feel more fulfilled regardless of people's outside opinions and input. They become less important, in my opinion, when you're doing something that you feel content with and passionate about, whether it's a hobby or a job or a living situation, like, whatever it is. If you're doing whatever it is in life that you're passionate about, then I think you'll feel pretty content.
Yeah, definitely. And I personally feel this way, that a lot of people right now are looking at the world and all this stuff that they see, and they just are kind of discontented because it seems like you can't get anywhere, or it's just like you're going to not be able to amount to anything that you see, or there's stuff going on that makes it impossible for you to do what you want to do. And I'm just kind of sick of feeling that way. And I've just told myself over and over that nothing's impossible. You just put your mind to it. You keep going. And even if you fail, there's success and failure. So you just got to keep moving forward. And it really is just mindset and getting the building blocks in your life right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for this week's episode. I apologize. I was a little off my game. And truly, I think it's because we got this new light for the video. And as soon as the video cut out and I turned it off, I feel like my brain is working again. So I don't know what that's about, but
yeah, we have like this huge light that you would typically see like in a photo studio, like that families would go to and take pictures, you know, like it's super bright and it has, I don't know, just like the most unnatural glare directly into your eyes. So.
Yeah. And it was really horrible because the lighting in our apartment is bad. So we got this to make the video quality better, which is irrelevant now that the video cut out early, but yeah, it really just messed up my brain somehow. So yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do about the light next time, but I do apologize.
Maybe we'll just have bad lighting and it'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't know, we'll figure something out. But next week's episode is gonna be my 26 lessons. That's crazy because I'm turning 26 on April 14th.
You had to ask yourself how old you were.
Well, I was just thinking because I did a 24 lessons episode 2 years ago.
It's wild.
Yeah, so now it will be 26. So two more lessons have been added.
4 years from 30.
Crazy. But yeah, we are going to be in Cape Cod next week, or on Cape Cod. I don't know what the proper term is.
In it, on it, around it.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but this episode will go up, and then my 26 lessons will be next Thursday. So if you want to tune into that and hear what I've learned in my 26 years, give it a listen next week.
That's all I got.
Yeah, again, follow us on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. If you want some stickers, let me know. I can send you some. Would love to send you some, honestly. We sent out a few to people that I just like had addresses for that I know listen, mainly our family and also Sarah.
Yeah, please take the stickers.
Yeah, we want
to. We can only
have
put
them.
So
they're
many
fun.
Around the city.
Yeah, and they're just cute and fun. So. Yeah, and then we're constantly working to try and do more things involving the podcast and improving it. So just bear with us. We're getting there.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep, we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.